Hey everyone, it's Michelle from Those Who Travel Meet Themselves, the podcast that is about everything and the stories that connect us when we travel. Today we have the having Dudetsang with us. So we're having a conversation about black divers. She has been diving for quite a few years now, and she's going to take us on her experience and share with us what diving has been for her. I'm going to just hand over to you so that you can introduce yourself and tell us who you are, name and surname, what inspires you, and why diving.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited. I'm Dudetsang Seletse, and I'm a scuba diver. So, what inspires me is just life in general and living it to the fullest. And that's how I find myself scuba diving because of the pursuit of full experience of life, new adventures, new activities, like new frontiers, things that I wouldn't have normally dreamt of actually doing. And I find myself scuba diving, and now it's taken over my life.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. You find yourself scuba diving purely out of curiosity and your love for adventure. And one would say that's such an uncommon thing for a young black woman to do when she's scared of, diving, being underwater.
I definitely was. Just like everybody else, most black people are scared of water. I don't even know why. And in my younger years, I used to be able to swim, and then I stopped swimming for a while. And it was hard for me to just even jump into a pool because I just started my skills. And a few years ago, going on vacation to Mauritius, I then just looked up things to do, and scuba diving popped up a few times on different blogs and websites. And I was like, okay, how about we try this? It's something it's just something out of most people's exposure and live and reference. I had never met a single scuba diver in my life. I didn't know what scuba diving was about. But if it was a fun activity to do, I was going to try it. And that's what I did. And I was bitten by the bug the first time. And by the way, I couldn't even swim when I started.
You couldn't even swim when you
I
started.
couldn't really swim.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So essentially you got over one, the fact that you couldn't swim. So I suppose the next best question to ask would be, can you swim
Yes,
now?
now I can. It's the only way. So what I did was there's an entry level to scuba diving, which is an open water certification. And before that, you're allowed to actually try it. They call it depends on what agency you're doing it through. With PADI, the certifying agency that I do it with, it's called what's this again? Pardon me. It's called DSD, Discover Scuba Diving. So it's a tryout. You basically just try it out, and you either do it in the pool, or if you at a coastal area, then it'll usually be at a lagoon, and you're only allowed to go as deep as 12 meters with assistance. So I got curious, and what I did was I realized, okay, I cannot swim. So I Googled, can you scuba dive? Like scuba diving for non-swimmers. And I got onto TripAdvisor. There was a post on TripAdvisor where somebody was giving a review. And fortunately, it was for the same dive center that I was looking into in Mauritius. And they were saying that they tried it and they couldn't even swim. So I called them up, and they assured me that it would be possible. So what they do is, because with scuba diving you don't really swim, you sort of drift through water. You do fin a bit, but most of the work, most of the time you're just chilling, you know. It's like
So
yeah, you're
kind of
kind of floating.
floating.
It feels like flying, to be honest with you. And they it really does. And you fly
Flying.
in water, just not on air, but we fly. So they assisted me, and the dive master was basically holding me by my cylinder, the breathing apparatus that you use that holds air. And you can't even feel it because you're just floating the whole time. So you can't even feel that somebody's actually making you move. And it's a full experience. And I was lucky enough that I was taken to a reef, and the reef only goes as deep as 12 meters. So my first time was in a reef, and it's just full of aquatic life. It's beautiful blue waters, colorful fish, colorful reef. So I got the full experience, and I was overwhelmed by it. And that was it. I was like, I want to feel this way as often as I possibly can. Yeah.
That is amazing. It's amazing how something as simple as a suggestion on things to do can open up an entirely different
It
world for
does.
us. Because essentially, that's what happened with you, is that you went from, thinking, okay, what is this? What should I do whilst I'm in Mauritius? And then, you came back changed for
Yeah,
life,
true,
essentially.
definitely.
So, how many years ago was this?
This was just over 2 years ago. And this was just over 2 years ago.
2 years ago. So, in the time that you went to Mauritius, did your diving over there and came back to South Africa and decided that you are absolutely hooked, what was the next
For
step
me, the
there?
next step was definitely learning how to swim. So I just found a swimming school that was nearby, one that had good reviews, of course. And I walked in and I told them, hey, I want to start swimming. And they were like, okay, we can teach you how to swim. And I was like, by the way, there are requirements for what I want to do with the swimming skill. And they asked me, what are you going to do with the skill? I said, I want to scuba dive. They're like, okay, all right, so you're diving in head first. I was like, yeah. So one of the requirements is that you need to be able to swim a distance of 200 meters and be able to float on the surface for 10 minutes without assistance, like nothing, no floating device or anything, just to float for 10 minutes. And you need to swim for 200 meters. They actually do test that. So they were like, okay, come on in. And I started with my swimming lessons. By the third week, they were like, okay, you definitely can't do the basic skills that you need. But it's up to you if you want to continue with the swimming lessons or not. And I said, okay, I definitely want to continue with the swimming lessons, because I went to Mauritius in September, and that same December I was going to Zanzibar. And my goal was, when I'm in Zanzibar, I must have already been certified and I want to dive. So by the 18th
Fantastic.
of that December, I think I qualified on the 18th of that December in 2018. That's when I qualified,
Wow.
and it was the best thing ever. And ever since then, whatever vacation, if it's by the ocean, first question is, can I dive there?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that makes absolute perfect sense. So by the time, so you qualified in the 18th, and
I
when were
was
you
going
going
to
to
Zanzibar
Zanzibar?
just before Christmas. I spent Christmas there.
And what was the
Oh, it
diving
was
like?
awesome. I mean, to this day, the other day, I was like, you know, going through my pictures, my gallery in my phone, I was like, you know, this was, and I found pictures from that Christmas day. And for the first time, it was a completely different type of Christmas. You know, I understand it's all about family, it's all about love and all of that, but I had my mom there. But on that day, I did something completely different, and it makes you feel alive. I mean, it was by the ocean, it was a different, even the waters are different depending on what region you're diving at. You dive in South Africa, you dive in Mozambique, you dive in Zanzibar, you dive wherever else. It's completely different. And you end up now coming up with a bucket list of places that you want to visit and destinations that you do want to dive. And one of the things that I enjoyed about Zanzibar was that their water is quite warm compared to South Africa. Our water is quite cold compared to the.
So you needed a 5 mil instead of a what you call this, a 10 mil
Yeah, in South Africa, yeah, a wetsuit.
diving
Yes. In South Africa, I get away with
Yes.
my 5 mil actually, but I haven't done Cape Town
Except
yet.
in Cape.
So Cape Town, the bare minimum would be a 7 mil. So I'll just get like a second skin, which is like 2.5 mils, and then I can get that underneath my 5 mil. So 5 mils is like a sweet spot when it comes to the thickness of your wetsuit. But in Zanzibar, you actually dive in a shorty, or in you can actually just go in your bathing suit and you can get away with it. That's how warm the
Oh,
waters are.
beautiful. That's
Yeah, it
amazing.
is. It's
That's
lovely.
amazing. I was going through my Facebook memories and I came across my it's been 8 years since I went for my
Whoa.
diving certification. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's been 8 years, I need it.
You need to
And I mean
get in.
in the past 3 years I haven't done. Yes,
We need to
I
get some
do. I
more.
really do. And it
Yeah.
was so much fun. But that's why coming was just so important and wonderful because in this time that you have gotten your certification and done
Yeah.
everything that you've done, you've also set up a
Yeah.
Instagram page where you're getting more people to actually know about
Yes.
diving, and with a particular focus on black, brown, whatever you want to call it, people getting more information about diving and not making diving so much of a
Yeah,
unknown
yeah.
thing, you know? So can you tell us more about
Okay,
that,
with
please?
Let's Plunge, the idea was because on my personal page, I kept posting because my personal page is just about everything, just my general experiences, which are usually adventure because I'm just all about the outdoors. And I realized that a lot of people really, really wanted to know about the scuba diving. It was intriguing to a lot of people because it's something they don't see that often done, especially by a black person. So I then started a page.
Yes,
Yeah, I
absolutely.
started a page called Let's Plunge. And with Let's Plunge is that we get like-minded people, especially black people, to get in and to just take the plunge, just dive in. Dive in and experience it. Whatever questions you've got, you can ask. And I've gotten this thing where people say black people don't dive, and I'm like, but I'm here and I actually do dive. And I realized that the reason why a lot of black people don't dive is because they don't see black people doing it. So it's something they cannot relate to, And we all know culturally we've got, I don't know what they call it in Zulu or other cultures, but mamukhaswa, it's mermaid, right? And for black people, you talk about large water masses, they're already thinking large snakes and mermaids that are swallowing people up. And they're like, aren't you scared of being swallowed by snakes? No, I have yet to encounter a snake underwater. And then they're like, aren't you scared of sharks? Actually, no, I'm not scared of sharks because there is shark etiquette, and if you follow shark etiquette, you are so unlikely to be either bitten by a shark, because sharks don't eat humans. They will bite, but they don't eat you. And it's usually self-defense on their part, you know. So with scuba diving, it has changed not only my lifestyle, as in like this morning I got up and 8 o'clock I was kitting up, getting ready to get under the ocean. I went diving today, by the way.
Oh,
Yeah,
wonderful.
so it's not just getting underwater, getting wet, and then getting out, but it's refreshing to the mind. It's therapeutic for the mind. It's sort of a type of meditation. And I've actually realized that the meditative state that you get into is also related to how you breathe when you're underwater, because your breathing changes. You don't breathe through your nose. You don't breathe through your
Absolutely.
nose. You breathe through your mouth. And you don't breathe quickly. There's no hyperventilation, but you breathe. You take a deep breath in, and you take the air out very slowly. So if you look at that, it becomes a rhythmic pattern. There's a rhythmic pattern to your breathing, and that gets you into a meditative space. And while you're diving, you just, it's like a zen. You reach this type of mindset where you're just calm, you're relaxed, and even the movement, moving from one point to the next, it's like one kick will take you like 2 meters through the water. And if you're by the ocean, sometimes you don't even need to fin, where there's what's this? Pardon me. There's current, or there's a drift, where you drift dive, where you just go wherever the water's taking you. If it's taking you in one direction, and eventually you go through the reef that way. Or you go to places like Protea Banks, down in the south by Shelly Beach and Margate, where it's where you get to see the sharks. And there's a lot of current there. So most of the time you're just chilling, because the ocean itself is taking you through the area, and the sharks will swim past you and around you. And that's how you get to encounter them. So you don't even get to do much. So it gives you that, and it teaches you also to respect nature, to respect the ocean, to respect the reef, to respect the life that's underneath the ocean, because you get to realize it's a whole different world. It's a whole different world. It's not just, it's not the experience of being by the aquarium and you seeing them through glass. It's not a visual thing like that. It's actually experiential, and you feel it. All your senses are engaged in the ocean.
Yeah, absolutely. I
So
remember the first time I saw
it's
a
just,
fish
that's
underwater.
one of the things that I take away from it. It's that you can hear them, you can hear the whales, you can hear some of the fish that's eating on corals. You can hear quite a lot of things and the activities that go on besides your own bubbles. So it's just a beautiful thing.
It's beautiful and rather amazing. I think it really does take a world that can be
Pardon?
so
Hello?
10 times away from you. And hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me? Okay, perfect. I
Oh,
could hear you
okay.
the whole entire time. But you know how technology sometimes is with us. So I was saying that it is a rather phenomenal experience in that it takes something that can be so far off from us and makes it just so real. Because that moment when you see the fish in the water and how it just continues on its own merry way without really paying much attention to you as you are floating nearby, and you just think it really is an amazing, experience. It really is entirely experiential and entirely different from being in an aquarium setup. So I'm so glad that you actually touched on that, because I think sometimes one can think it's one and the same thing, but it's worlds
It's
apart,
entirely
really worlds
different. I
apart.
mean, you go into a reef and you realize this is a whole ecosystem. I don't know, sometimes I liken it to, the movie Car Wash, the cartoon movie.
Yes.
It's so funny. Once you scuba dive in the ocean a few times, you realize how accurate that is. Where it's a whole life. I mean, it's a whole ecosystem where you can actually you witness them going in and the races and they're cleaning up and they're going through that car wash where they open up their mouths and all these tiny fish just go in and they bite on everything else that's within. Obviously, they're not holding and scrubs and brushes, but they actually eat everything else that's supposed to get out. And then once the fish is clean, its color changes. And sometimes you find like potato basses, which actually show you personality and they come and it's sort of they're coming to greet you when you come when you get down to the reef and they're like, hey, how are you? I see you, you're in my turf. And as you're going through the reef, they're there around you and you're quite patient and they really actually engage. But out of respect for them, you don't touch. There's actually one of the rules of scuba diving is that you don't touch anything and you do nothing but bubbles. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest
Do
rules.
not touch. You
Do
just
not touch.
look. You don't touch them. It's safer for you and it's safer for them too.
Absolutely. I think that's a big thing about also
Yeah.
learning that not to touch, because we are such a touchy-feely people. But look at the story of the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, and you realize the impact of touch and not sticking to the rules of, as you say, diving etiquette, because that is one of the first things that you get taught, is that this is a world that you are participating in and have the experience of being part of, but you cannot touch anything. It is not your right. It is not your privilege. Like, you're just here as an observer who has great privilege, because to observe the beauty of nature so closely
It's
is really
beautiful.
phenomenal. So you said you have a bucket list of
Oh,
places that you would
yes.
like to go diving in. Can you tell us more about that
Okay.
bucket list?
I'm gonna get excited. There's the cenote in Mexico, which are so crystal clear. You look at the pictures, it looks like they are floating on air. That's how clear the water is. Yeah, it's just it's these
Wow.
holes and the sun comes through the openings on top and you see the sun rays and you see the diver just floating there and it's like, oh my word. So definitely I want to do cenote diving in Mexico. I'd also love to go to Indonesia. There's the sunfish. They call them mola-molas. They are huge, massive, bigger than a bus. It's huge. It's a huge fish. And then I'd also love to go, obviously, Egypt, and go and dive the Red Sea. It's beautiful there. The reef is pristine. It's gorgeous. And the other place where I would eventually want to make my way to is Antarctica and do ice diving in Antarctica.
That sounds like
Yeah,
the
South Africa
ultimate
would
bucket
be there,
list.
but because I'm here, I've had the privilege of diving one of the top five. I mean, if you look at all the lists of top five diving sites in the world, you are most definitely going to get Aliwal Shoal. It is beautiful. They've got what they call the cathedral, and the cathedral is basically where ragged tooth sharks live. And you can go there and you'll be in the presence of about 20 sharks at the same time. Yeah. And they
Wow.
actually lose their teeth. They swap teeth all the time. So the teeth just fall on the ocean floor. And so far, it's the only thing that I've been told I'm allowed to pick up in the ocean. I
Did you
am
make a
in the
necklace
process.
for
I just
yourself
want
with
beads
it?
for it. I want, I need some cute feet. I'm very finicky because I want it to be so perfect. But I do have a few ragged tooth shark teeth. Oh gosh, that's a mouthful. I have a few teeth from the reef that I'm going to attach to a necklace, and I'm going to pawn it.
Fantastic. Well, as soon as you have it, I'm sure it
Most
will be
definitely.
on your Let's Plunge page, and then we'll all be able to
I'll
participate
surely
in the
share.
beauty of it,
I'll
right?
definitely share it.
So, just in closing, for anyone who would like to start diving and just experience what it means, but they might be, you know, still apprehensive, a bit afraid. Do they reach out to you via your Let's Plunge page? How do they get in touch to
Okay,
have a
right now
conversation
I'm
with you
doing it
about
through
it?
my DMs. You can DM me on my Let's Plunge page or my personal page at Ruzang as well. And I can chat to you about it, whatever questions that you might have, whatever fears that you might have, we can definitely address them. So far, the barriers that I have come across are one, the fear of water, large water masses; two, lack of swimming skills; and three, it's the cost part of it. And all of that can be overcome, and we can get you in the water. So it's at @let_plunge on Instagram, and I'm happy to chat to anyone.
So @let_plunge on Instagram. I remember the cost factor is definitely when I did my course, plus my buying my my suit. I think I spent a total of
Ooh,
$5,000 in total.
I wish I had seen that.
So that it was $5,000
Yeah,
8 years ago.
right now, that $5,000 will
ago.
go to your wetsuit. And a course is anything from 3,500 to 6,500, depending on the agency that you choose and the instructor that you choose as well. But on average, you're looking at around 5,000 per in general. Yeah.
So yeah, so clearly times have changed, but I think if you save up for it, if you save up for it, you can definitely make it happen. And I think more than anything, to have someone like you who's willing to share in the experience of being a first timer with other people, I think you're doing a great job, and we need more people like you leading us in the sports that we are so
And I
afraid
mean,
of trying.
so many people in South Africa, and so few of them that actually dive. Most of the people that are diving our oceans are foreigners, kind of all the way from Europe and everywhere else. And we're right here, and we're missing out on that experience.
Just imagine that. Just imagine that. Is there any last message you'd like to
there's
leave our
nothing to
listeners
fear.
with?
It's more scary watching somebody else scuba dive than it is diving yourself. Once you try it, it's not as scary as it appears. The sharks are not there to bite you. You are not in their diet. I repeat, humans are not part of a shark's diet. They're not looking out to eat you. If you respect them, they will also respect you. If you respect the ocean, it respects you too.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to catching up with you again once you have done Mexico, I think. So we'll put that as our next catch up with you, and because I definitely want to hear more about that, and also about Mexico. Tequila, tequila, tequila.
Can't wait. Thank you so much for having me, Michelle. I really appreciate the platform just to talk to people, have people hear and understand that we hear and we can actually dive to.
Thank you so much. And I look for you and dive in with you one of these days. So
oh,
thank
yes.
you for always being willing to share with us. And I look forward to actually being in the water with you.
Yes, I can't
so
wait for that day.
To our listeners out there. Yeah, I know. Same here. So to our listeners out there, _plunge. And if you haven't found us on Instagram, we are Those Who Travel Meet Themselves. Thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to chatting to you in the next episode of Those Who Travel Meet Themselves. Thank you. And have a